The Beauty Pass on Star 91.9 FM with Morag Stain.
It's going to sound a little different today because we're using a different method, but nevertheless, we have found a way. You cannot hold good woman down. Joining us on the line is award-winning makeup artist as well as an, I almost called you an anesthetist, esthetician.
I mean,
and session stylist Morag Stain, who's in the business of making people look and feel their best. Thanks so much for joining us for the Beauty Pass today.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad we could finally get on and talk.
Yeah, I know we struggle, but we make a plan here in Mzansi.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at today?
So today we are looking at some skincare trends that'll take you right through into the new year. So it's summer, you know, buns out, and there are a few things that have carried. I know we've spoken about a lot of skincare this year, but there are some things that are going to take us through into the new year. And this segment is for the girls, the guys, the them, the theys. It's for everyone. So the first one is going completely makeup free.
Sure.
So many of us wear makeup on most days for various reasons. But actually, I think more of us are waking up to the fact that the more we let our skin shine through, the better we actually look. Mm. I don't know if you've noticed, Nicole, but I've noticed, you know, the older I'm getting, I feel the less foundation I wear, the younger it kind of... Like, if I put too much foundation on, it ages me, it cakes me. I don't know if that's something that happens when you're like 35 and up, it starts to happen. But I've seen, like, even with my mom, I've got her onto a tinted sunscreen and it actually gives her enough coverage. You don't need more coverage than that. Mm. So making this happen isn't just a single step, though, of course. It's a combination of a lot of different things. So the main thing is, in order to wear less makeup, we obviously need to look after our skin.
Yeah.
We're looking at smoothness, even tone, natural radiance is obviously on top of the list. And this also goes with, I almost want to say, in order to go makeup free, you almost need to, like, look after your body from the inside. So watch what you put in your mouth, drink lots of water. I know it's cliche, but these things do work. Mm. And then the next one is topical wrinkle relaxers. So this is quite a new trend on the market.
Okay.
So we've done an insert on Botox, and of course, injectables are more and more popular than ever. They're not for everyone. So over the last few years, I've seen a huge increase in clinically effective topical products, which deliver microdoses of wrinkle-relaxing peptides, which decrease expression lines around the eyes and on the forehead. I want to say they can decrease. So these are actually topicals. So I'm sure you've heard of them, Botox topicals. It's not actual Botox, but what it does is it stimulates collagen and elastin production, which then gives the illusion of, like, smoother skin, if that makes sense.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And then anti-inflammatory skincare. So very interesting. And I think, you know, while I was doing my research for this segment, it was kind of all the things that we've spoken about the whole year that have all kind of tied into one. We did a segment about skincare in your garden, how you can grow certain vegetables to take care of your skin. So we are increasingly understanding the impact of inflammation in our bodies and our overall health, including our skin, of course. There are now skincare products which help control and minimize inflammation within the skin. So if you're someone who has psoriasis, eczema, these kind of things, we want to look at sort of incorporating anti-inflammatory foods. So things like investing in turmeric capsules would be a great thing because it sort of is an anti-inflammatory from the inside out.
Got you.
And then anti-pollution skincare. So I know we've, you know, over the years, we've always said SPF, 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 but there's so much other pollution in the air, in the atmosphere, everything, air cons, sulfur. I know in Joburg a few weeks ago, there was like this huge sulfur leak. So all of these things obviously affect our skincare. And it's not about the harm that the UV light causes us anymore, but we're becoming increasingly aware of the impact of lifestyle and environment on our skin. As I said, pollution is a huge one. And if we live and work in the cities, which we do in Joburg, it can really clog up our pores and increase inflammation. So make sure that you're cleansing. We spoke about double cleansing before. Make sure you're exfoliating. And please make sure that you wash your face before you go and sleep at night.
Otherwise, you live with
that. Obviously, a biggie. Mm. Yep, it stays on and it absorbs into your skin.
Sure. All right, let's take a pause over here. We're going to carry on with Morag Steyn, part two of the Beauty Pass skincare trends to take you into the new year. We'll get into that next. If you've just tuned in, you've made it for part two of the Beauty Pass. We're talking all things skincare going into the new year. And we've touched on a number of things already. I think there was about four or five. But these are trends that we think are going to carry on. And by we, I mean purely Morag. And I'm just agreeing because I've seen them. Obviously, the going makeup free. It's less about the cakey, thick makeup, especially as we're going into summer here in the Southern Hemisphere. Topical wrinkle relaxers was the other. Anti-inflammatory skincare. Anti-pollution skincare. What is next?
So next is skin minimalism. We've spoken about it before as well. And what this is I'm seeing more and more people who are actually totally overwhelmed by skincare at the moment because there's so many new products coming on and serums and this and that and acids and this and that. But I do feel that regimes have become a little bit overcomplicated and often involve multiple steps. So, I mean, like I looked at my own skincare regime the other night and it's like 10 products. And what am I doing? Like, it's crazy. But also keep in mind that good skincare is consistency. Mm. I'm going to say it again. It is consistency. And throughout the year, as your skin needs change, with seasons change, all of that, climate change, we do need to change up our skincare all the time. Okay. It doesn't necessarily need to be very long and complex. And increasing people are realizing it can be really simple and you can actually get like simple products. You know, one of my favorites is the coconut oil from the kitchen. You know, just simply looking after, and we're talking about the skin on the whole body. So taking care of the skin on your legs, taking care of the skin elbows. On your elbows, guys, and your heels, ankles, you know, these kind of things. So it's your whole body that, you know, we need to take care of. And then also biggie is blue light protection. So obviously, with technology increasing, we're always on our phones, laptops, tablets, all of this. Our device use has obviously soared throughout the pandemic as well, and we are becoming increasingly more aware of the impact that blue light can have on our skin. Even though you're good at applying some sunscreen every day, many commercially available sunscreens don't actually have the right filters in them to protect you from blue light.
Wait, hold on a second. You need to have a special block on your skin from the blue light from your phone.
So remember we spoke about sun creams before. So it's not necessarily just about buying an SPF 50.
Wow.
You need to actually look that it has protection against UVA, UVB, and UVC rays. So sun creams differ. That's why you get different sun creams for your face, different sun creams for your body. And then like, if you want to go cricketer style, you can do the white nose. But you want to look for sun creams with iron oxide in, because it does filter blue light, iron oxide.
Sure. I did not even know that. Thank you for that.
Crazy. No, it's crazy. Hmm. And it makes so much sense because I know, you know, at night when you're lying in bed and you're on your phone and that blue light and geez, and now that I think about it, I'm like, flip, it could be affecting my skin, you know?
It can. I know it affects your sleep patterns because it's very stimulating and like there's a dark mode or a night mode on your phones.
Yeah.
Because it wakes you up through the optic nerve and whatever, but I didn't know about the skincare. Gosh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. And also the use of home devices. So when we talk about these, and I've seen it, I've even seen it, and I'm going to say the website's name, I've even seen it on Takealot. I'm seeing more and more people investing in home skincare devices. So like your galvanic machines, high frequency machines. I'm sure you've seen these masks with the LED lights.
Yes, yes, yes.
That change color. Okay, so if you think I'm just going to use one color, for example, you get a collagen light and that produces a red light. And that obviously stimulates the production of elastin and collagen in your skin. And that's quite a nice home device that you can purchase and you can chill at home and do your own skincare treatment. Mm. Once again, please make sure that you are buying reputable devices.
Yeah, check the reviews.
And not just like, you know, from anywhere.
Christmas lights.
Because, yeah, those, you know, fake it until you make it. We're not going to do that with us. Because those lights can actually damage your skin as well. And then sustainability. So we're all starting to think more about the environment, the choices we make. This will have an increasing impact on our buying habits, of course. I know I've kind of made a rule with myself that I'm not buying anything that's in plastic. I'm trying to buy only in glass packaging. Obviously, that is a little bit more pricey, but we do need to start taking care of the environment. And then also our ingredients. So are the ingredients sustainably sourced? Are they being sustainably manufactured? I think this is a huge, huge problem. It's a huge problem in the fashion industry where, you know, like, it's just horrible, the work environments. And so I think just becoming more conscious about what we're buying and what we're putting on our skin.
Gotcha.
And then again, as well as the packaging, we want to protect the product from the environment and from bacteria. So things like I use an all-natural skincare range. It doesn't have any preservatives in it, which means that the product does go off.
Quickly,
It's very normal. So make sure that you're not keeping the product too long. It's normally about a three-month cycle that you want to change all-natural products until they start going off.
Okay. Nice. Let's take a break over here. I think there's a couple more of these skincare trends to take you into the new year. This is the Beauty Pass on Star 919. We've got part three on the way. We're busy running through some of the trends that will take you into the new year and touched on quite a few already. Skin minimalism, blue light protection, home use devices, sustainability, you know, anti-inflammatory skincare and all of those good things. There's a few more before we wrap up for today, but I just wanted to say, whatever you can manage with these or whatever you can do, is obviously these are just trends. Don't feel like there's any kind of pressure, but it is very interesting how a lot of the trends are to take the pressure off. Less makeup, anti-inflammatory. So it really is self-care from the inside and out.
The next one is our retinol alternative. So this whole year has been very like retinol based. We've seen it in, you know, in skincare, as we've seen it in everywhere, on TikTok, everywhere.
Mm.
But not everyone can use retinol. I know for me, retinol isn't great. It just so happens that it's my skin breakout. And also for if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you can't use retinol. And a lot of pregnant women can't tolerate it. You know, their skin becomes very sensitive and it can also make you prone to pigmentation. So along comes a fancy ingredient called Bakuchil. It's a plant-based ingredient that has been proven to be hugely effective for collagen stimulation in clinical studies, yet it doesn't provide the irritation that retinol can do, and it is completely safe in pregnancy and breastfeeding. So there's a little alternative for the ladies that are having worries about the aging, you know?
Mm.
And then most importantly, I think out of all of these, this is the most important point, is having a skincare expert. So having an esthetician who can guide you, who can really look at what your skin needs. And please, men, I hope you are listening, because really 2023 is going to be huge for male skincare. And also, I think with all the overwhelming information, all the products available, more and more people are realizing the need to have an expert, because, I mean, it's impossible. Even I can't, you know, tell everyone what they need to use or what you need to use. And there's so many new products coming on, like every single day there's new products, new technology. And a skin expert will really be able to formulate a plan for your skin and products that will work and customize it accordingly to your budget as well, which I think is really important because not everyone can afford to spend $10,000 a month on their skin, you know? Like I definitely can't. So, and it's also very important that you find someone who works for you. So I know like the men ones, there's your Sorbet Men, the Sorbet Men bars that are really cool with men only for those men who are uncomfortable going, you know, to a unisex salon. And these relationships often last many, many years because let me tell you something, your skincare expert or your esthetician, they literally like, I mean, they know everything about you because they need to know so that they can advise on your skincare accordingly. And it is really important to find someone, as I said, who works for you. I found my person who works for me. And yeah, we'll probably die together.
Wow.
One day.
It's the first big commitment before with no rings involved, actually.
100%. Yeah. No, 100%.
Beautiful. I think these are valuable, and I want to say that there's a few terms and things that maybe people can get more insight from maybe by reading it. Will this be up on the blog?
It will be up on the blog, and there will be some more information, and I'm also going to add some home DIY links that you can follow for skincare and all everything else in between.
Nice. So it's Morag Stein, S-T-E-Y-N, .co.za?
.com.
Excuse us. Morag Stein.com is the website where you can read the blog, and you can also find her on social media at Morag, S-T-E-Y-N. Morag, thanks so much. I think this was great, and looking forward to chatting with you next week. We'll do it again next week right here on the Silver Edition. And yeah, you can catch this every single Tuesday, normally 12:30, but today was a little different as we were dealing with load shedding issues. And if you want to catch up, you can just go to star919fm.co.za and go to podcast. You'll find all of our chats there.
The Beauty Pass on Star 91.9 FM with Morag Stein. Let me upgrade you.